So all of you are enjoying your Madhuvan's day. Had good celebrations, picnics, parties and deep classes, everything, isn't it? So we have got few suggestions for the topics for classes, but if anybody has got any more suggestion, you can give it in writing to me or Sudha Ben. So one topic was suggested about this deep philosophy of karma, and they had also one question was karma with God. Another topic was suggested, law of karma, sustaining Laukic family. So we thought, let us combine everything together and talk about karmic philosophy. It's because karmic philosophy is deep and very subtle. And some of the deep significance only God knows. And it is said that the system of karma is very deep and unique. Because many times we don't know whether it's a beginning, whether it's an end, whether we are starting with vikarma or we are paying off of vikarma. All sorts of things are quite deep. And many questions arise on karma. Whenever we talk about karma, many deep questions arise. I believe everybody knows different varieties of karma, isn't it? How many varieties of karmas are there? Three. Which one? Sukarma, akarma, vikarma. In Hindi, or good karma, neutral karma, and sinful karma. So that is general. But one karma that is not mentioned in this three karma. Anybody else knows about another karma? Nishkam karma, where there is no desires. In Gita, Laukic Gita, I think today also Dadi was in one of recent classes was mentioning about there should not be any desire of the fruit of the karma. And according to Laukic Gita, that's the best karma. If you don't have desire, you'll get lots of fruit. But there is, they say, if you don't have desire, you'll get a lot of fruit, more fruit than it's really should be. But then Baba always says that whatever karma you do, whether you have desire or not, you'll get the fruit. It will be the same. But it should be like desireless. The service also, they talk about nishkam seva, that you do the service without desiring the fruit of that service, that I want name or fame or position or something. Same way nishkam karma, nishvat karma, that is, there is no selfishness. Nishkam and nishvat. No selfish desire, or no desire for the self. So, Baba has so given this clarity that charitable karma or good karma and charitable karma are also different. Because charitable is when we are helping others. Whereas good karma is, I'm nice, loving, sweet. If I'm doing any karma in my that good stage, then naturally it's good. But when I'm helping others, it's charitable karma. And the soul who is doing is known as charitable soul. Because good soul and charitable soul are different, isn't it? Anybody will say, oh, he's a very good soul. But charitable soul is the one who is really helping other people. Because you can be good to your friends, family, etc. Or you can be helping your friends and family, and that is not charity, it's a good karma. Because you are obliged to do it, isn't it? You are obliged, or it's like a social responsibility that you have to be helping your children, your wife, your relatives, etc. So that's not a charity. It is good karma. So sukarma is different than charitable karma. So charitable karma are those who are done which that positive thoughts, positive feeling and helping other people. Other people, not blood relation. Because blood relation is karmic account. A karma, neutral karma, usually we say it's in Satyug Treta, where we are neither accumulating anything for future nor it's sinful karma because everybody is good, but nobody needs help. And sinful karma is with body consciousness and impure sanskar. If we are hurting anyone, then it is our sinful karma. Now, we understand all these things, but when we have deeply understood all this philosophy of karma, naturally, we will not blame anyone. Because if I'm blaming anyone for my sorrow or suffering, now if I say, okay, I'm hurt because somebody was nasty to me. So I'm blaming that person was nasty to me and that's why I'm hurt. So I'm blaming the other person. And that's also wrong. Because if somebody is nasty to me, they are performing their vikarma, isn't it? If I'm taking sorrow, it's my karma also. And that's where we have to learn to remain beyond everything. So if we are detached and remaining beyond everything, then we will not take sorrow. Because my mama always used to say, if somebody gives you rotten food, will you accept it? You will say, no thanks. And even if you can't say no, you will take it and throw it in rubbish bin. You will not eat it. In the same way, if somebody is defaming you, criticizing you, or nasty to you, why you are taking it? Because if you take it, then you feel hurt. But if you don't take it, you don't feel hurt. And that's why yoga power is necessary to not take anything. So that their evil words don't penetrate in. And Baba has given gyan points. hear no evil, see no evil, think no evil, talk no evil, do no evil. So why I am hearing evil? If I am hearing evil, then it's hurting me. And Baba says, listen through one, take out through other. Yeah. That means then it's not going in and it's not hurting you. So I had to see that whatever is going wrong in my life, rather than blaming someone, whatever problems are there, Baba has always given us solution. So use with Jnana solution and yoga power to remain detached. And then I will not be affected and see the positive side of it. Because Baba always says, those who defame, consider them your friends, not enemy. Shower flowers to them. So Baba has given all teachings, shower flowers. Am I able to shower flowers to those who defame me or insult me or criticize me? So as much as I become knowledgeful naturally, I won't ask what, why, how, etc. No? Because otherwise we ask, why it's happening like this? Why somebody is doing like this? For no fault of mine, why they are blaming me? Why my boss is nasty to me? Why my mother is not so nice to me and she is better to my other brothers and sisters? No, all sorts of questions. Otherwise we had in our mind when something was going wrong in our life. But once I understand this karma philosophy, I say yes. I must have done something nasty to them in the past, and that's why I'm getting all this return. So I will not have waste thought. Otherwise, we have so many waste thoughts, no? Why, what, how, etc. So once I am really understanding karmic philosophy, then I will remain beyond waste thoughts and stable. Because yesterday also Dadi was saying, if you are blaming someone, you are increasing your sin. So second thing we have to pay in attention with that philosophy of karma is, this is the time to sow the seed of good karma. Realize the value of the Sangham. Time is valuable. And I have received so many treasures from Baba. We are so lucky that we have received all these treasures from Baba. So whatever treasures I have received from Baba, I have to use it in worthwhile way. And I have to pay attention that I'm not really influenced by my old impure sanskars. And because sometimes we get irritated and we say, but what can I do? That's my old sanskars. So I had to remind myself that I have died alive. My old sanskars are no more mine. Those are Shudra sanskars. So if I keep it in mind that those are Shudra sanskars, not my sanskars, then I won't be influenced by them. And for that I need to pay all the time attention to my thoughts, consciousness. Because if I'm soul conscious, there can't be any impurity. And Baba has even emphasized that not even in your dream there should be impurity. Because dreams are our subconscious mind. Now if I have any impure thoughts in my dream, it means there is still subconsciously, there are still impure sanskars there. The traces of impure sanskars are there. Intellectually, during the daytime, I am suppressing them. But because they are there, and because in sleep our intellect is not so powerful, the sanskars emerge. And so we have to see that there is total purity. Then my thought, words, actions will be pure. So as much as, because this is a time when people need help. This is a time when we have received treasures from Baba which people are needing. Everybody needs peace. Everybody needs love. No, Dadi was saying, even your smiling face will do service. If I am heavy around, and naturally I am spreading heavy vibrations, so I am doing this service. No, if my face is not smiling and sparkling, and it's a bit sad or sorrowful or depressed or heavy, how people will be attracted to me or Raj Yoga? They'll say, oh, even after you have been working so hard, getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning, paying attention to diet, doing all these things, losing all the pleasures of life and still you are unhappy, what's the point? That why are you telling me to do meditation? I don't want to renounce all these things and be miserable like you. And so it's disservice. And so I have to pay attention to my everything, and this is the time for me to sow the seed of good karma. Because just as if the seed is sown at the right time, it will give multi-million times fruit. Same way in Sangam Yoga, if I am doing good karma, it's not one-to-one fruit, because in Kali Yuga, Dwapar Yuga, if we are doing one charitable karma, we get 1%, that much percentage of fruit. Whereas this is the time when I am sowing a seed of good karma, I will be reaping the fruit throughout the kalpa. And so this is a valuable time. If I understand the value of time, and if I am generous, today also Baba was saying, be generous. Share with others. Whatever we are receiving from Baba, share with others with generous and unlimited consciousness. Not limited consciousness, I will want to spend time with my only Laukik family or a Laukik family. No, unlimited consciousness. Whole world is my family. I want to help everyone. So as much as I am sowing the seeds with that unlimited consciousness and generous heart, people really need help. And so I have to really pay attention that I am sowing seeds all the time of good karma, charitable karma. So whatever treasures I have received, because we have received the treasures of jnana, virtues, powers, time, thoughts. So all these treasures we have to use it generously, share with others, and not be selfish. No, because before jnana we were selfish. No, my time is mine. I must sleep at this time. I must eat at this time. I must do at this time. If anybody asks me to do any time of my rest or food or... Then I say, no, I can't give. So now we have to be generous. Just as Brahma Baba was tireless server. His time was for every children. Dadis also, you can see, you know, in 80s, that time is for Baba's children and yagya. And so my time, money, energy, thoughts, words, actions, treasures of virtues, powers, jnana, everything should be shared generously with everyone, tirelessly, and not limiting myself to laukiks only. And I have to pay attention because my awareness, consciousness, attitude will have effect on my karma. Because I remember initially when we came to Jnana, Baba used to say, okay, if you have only impure thoughts, doesn't matter. But don't get angry in words or action. Thoughts, don't worry. But now Baba says, not only thoughts, but even on dreams, you have to pay attention. Thoughts, words, action, dreams, everywhere there should be complete purity. And last few more days, Baba has been emphasizing on purity, because if my purity is 100%, then naturally my karma will be good 100%. But if there is any ego, laziness, carelessness, even trace of it, impurity, it will create my impure karma. And also we know that sometimes we are influenced by company. Everybody else is doing that way, you know, laughing, joking, and many times we laugh at the expense of somebody else. Joking, laughing, we are criticizing or defaming or sarcastic about somebody's something, wrong habit or something. And that's also vikarma. And so in Jnana, Baba has emphasized a lot, be careful about the company you keep. The books you read, the movies you watch, or whatever pictures you are watching with your eyes. And we have to be very careful about our past addiction. No, some addiction. Whether it's addiction of watching movie. Or nowadays, you don't have to go out to watch movies. Or you don't have to go out. Computers will give you everything. And so, many times, you know, those addiction of computer surfing, going to pornography sites and this and that and all sorts of things. And that's where we have to be very careful and not carry on our past, old, impure habits, addiction, whatever we may call it. So in all aspects, I had to see that I am maintaining purity. It needs a lot of attention on oneself. So as much as we are introvert, soul conscious, we will see ourselves. What sort of thoughts and awareness is in my mind? What is my attitude? Because sometimes we have such a negative attitude, critical attitude. That was our old sanskar, no? Criticizing everyone. We will never see anybody's virtues, but defects we will easily see. The sanskars, like Baba always says, like stock, picking all dirty things from everywhere. And unless I am paying attention all the time, because this is the gyan, constant attention on my thoughts, words, action, awareness, attitude. Because then I will avoid any impure karma or even thoughts. Another thing we had to really remember is the deep connection between body, mind and wealth. Because today only somebody was asking me that because purity and yoga have interconnection. Suppose somebody has impure sanskars, how can he have yoga? If he doesn't have yoga, how can he have purity? So both go hand in hand. So if somebody says, oh, I got impure sanskar, whenever I sit in yoga, I have impure thoughts. So how am I going to purify myself? And the answer is, okay, your mind is not connecting with Baba. But what about your body and wealth? Are you using it for Baba? Because if you use your body for Baba's service, your mind and wealth will go. This is the deep philosophy. If you use your body, your mind and wealth will follow. If you use your wealth for Baba's service, then your mind and body will follow. And if you use your mind in Baba's service, then body and wealth will follow. So if one goes, other two will follow, wherever they go. And so whatever you can do, do it for Baba. Even in bhakti, the bhagats, what they used to do is, whenever they do any charity, you know, Brahman priest coming to that house and they want to give them donation of grain or clothes or money or whatever it is, so they may be giving it to Brahman priest, but they will say, I am surrendering this to God. Or in Sanskrit they say, Krishna Arpanamastu, that I am surrendering it to Krishna. So that's where we have to see, because we might be serving human, because we have human beings to serve, no? So I am serving one human being. But if I have this aim that this is Baba's job, I am doing Baba's service. Not that just I am creating my fortune, or I am creating student. No, if I is there, this is my student, and this student is impressed so much by my jnana, and I want to make him Brahman or something. So when there is I, Baba is forgotten. But when there is that awareness, this is Baba's child. I am giving Baba's knowledge. So Baba is Karavanhar, I am Karanhar. then my time, energy is given to Baba rather than that soul. So I'm not creating karma with that soul. I am receiving my fortune from Baba. So when Baba is in between, if I'm giving whatever, my time, money, energy, thoughts, gyan, then I receive fruit from Baba. Otherwise I'm creating karma with that soul. And I remember many times BKs, and especially in the early days, because dadis were never earning. And whoever students give money to Baba's box, naturally, they are sustained by that money. So they used to say, Baba, should we accept this person's money or not? Should we accept that person's money or not? And especially if they know that that person is a corrupt businessman or cheat or dishonest or something, they used to feel a bit strange whether we should accept their donation or not. And Baba always used to say, no, Brahmins will always receive pure food. Because if you have this awareness, Baba is sustaining me, then it is Baba's responsibility to purify your food also. So, Baba used to say that Brahmins will receive Brahma Bhoja. Whatever the warriors or shudras or merchants, because sanskars, no, by sanskars somebody may be warrior and that is they are fighting all the time with their impure sanskars and they are warriors. So if they are giving their money, it will be used in that way. If there are merchants, no, those who have business sanskar, merchant means business sanskar, give me this, I'll give you this. If you pay 10 rupees, you'll get 1 pound of these things. So if it is merchant's money, it will go in merchant's stomach. Food will be that sort of. And if it is Shudra's, it will go in Shudra's way. That is, we had to pay telephone bills, rent, taxes, or whatever we had to pay. We had to pay. Baba's box money is used in various ways, not only for food, but telephone bills, electricity bills, rent, water bills, all the bills we are paying. So, whatever money is going, if we have this is Baba's Bhandara, Baba is looking after it, and if we are serving with deep love for Baba, then one thing that he always says, then Baba's Bhandara will be always full. If there is awareness, I am doing this, I'm looking after Baba's center, because nowadays most of the center vases, they are earning and putting money in Baba's box, then awareness is there. I'm looking after Baba's center, isn't it? That awareness is there, that I'm looking after Baba's center, service, etc. So what happens, that helps them to be heavy. And everybody will think, okay, now this center vasi is earning money, so why should we give money? So they don't put money in Baba's box. But if Santavasis have this awareness that this is Baba's Bhandara, feed everyone with love, do give jnana with love. That is our Baba's children, they have come to Baba's door, okay, I should give them jnana. So if we are serving with love, then naturally everybody will be inspired to do service for Baba, whether with body, mind or wealth. And the money that comes in Baba's box will be distributed properly. That is pure money we will be using for buying food, and it will be going in our stomach. Whereas impure money that has come will be used for other bills. It automatically, we don't have to think about it. Everything is done in a really godly way. And that's why Baba says, don't think too much about it. Whoever is giving in Baba's box, they are earning their fortune. If I'm inspiring them, then it's my fortune. I get some commission because I'm inspiring. Whatever service I'm inspiring, body, mind, wealth, to other people, they are creating their fortune, and if I'm inspiring, I also can receive some commission. And that's why I have to be a good example. Then by seeing me, others will automatically be inspired to serve Baba with body, mind and wealth. Also Baba many times says that if you make mistake, tell to Baba. If you tell it, you are 50% sin will be forgiven. And also when we are honest, we write to Baba, we feel light. Otherwise, if we make mistake and don't tell anyone, then what happens? We feel heavy, guilty. And that's why right from beginning Baba had that system that whatever mistakes you do, write to Baba and finish it. But sometimes Brahmins are body conscious and they say, oh, if I write to Baba, I don't know who will read it and what they will feel about me, and they may think, oh, I'm a hopeless soul or something. And so they are not honest. And sometimes that sanskars of dishonesty or subtle ego is such that we don't even realize ourselves what wrong I'm doing. Yesterday that question came up, because many times many Brahmins, they don't realize what they are doing. They are not honest enough. And so naturally, if they are not honest to themselves or not honest to Baba or not honest to seniors, because sometimes after just writing to Baba they feel light and happy and forget the past. But sometimes even after writing they don't feel light and they still feel guilty and heavy. Then, I suggest they should talk to seniors, whoever they feel comfortable, whichever dadi, didi they feel comfortable, they should talk about their mistake. And then they will feel light about it. And won't make any mistakes, because Baba was also ocean of mercy and used to forgive. If anybody was honest, he'll say, okay, don't worry about it. You made mistake, don't make mistake again. So, Sakar Baba also, whatever mistake somebody used to do, then he will say, okay, but child, forget. You are told Baba, forget. Now, pay attention, don't make mistake again. So, that's where I have to see that I don't have ego and dishonesty. Now, yesterday, Dadi gave a very good answer that because somebody is getting respect from their other people and they develop ego, so they don't realize what weaknesses, what impurity they have. And that's what I had to see, that I am really egoless, honest. Then I will realize myself what I am doing wrong. And then naturally I will stop doing wrong, because if I don't realize, I can't transform myself. And if I still have old impure sanskars, I'll carry on impure karma. And so I have to be very careful, introvert, soul conscious, checking myself all the time. And if I'm not able to see myself, many Brahmas do is, when they come to Madhuban, they talk to Dadis and say, Dadi, please tell me what I should transform myself. And because Dadis are observer and detached, they can tell honestly what is wrong. Now the question that somebody has asked, karma with God. And Baba, it's not karma with God, we can't have karma with God. Because God doesn't come into karmic account with any souls. And that's His uniqueness. And one of the qualifications that is talked about Baba, one or three main, ajanma, akarta, abhokta. These three qualifications, that God is beyond birth and death, God is beyond karmic accounts. So He neither does any karma nor He suffers for that or gets any fruit of good karma or bad karma. Abhokta. So, I cannot have any karma with God. God is only giving me knowledge of karma, philosophy or law of karma. He is only judge. He is a teacher, He is a judge, supreme judge. So He will judge my karmic account. Or, really speaking, it's my karma. Whatever karma I am doing, everything is recorded in the soul. And I automatically get fruits of that karma. It's not that God will go through my all karmic accounts, books, and because that's philosophy amongst Hindus, is God will have one special accountant, Chitragupta, who will keep and all accounts of everybody. And then at the Supreme Court, He will give the either punishment or fruit of your karma. So, in fact, there is no such particular person. It's, everything is automatically recorded. Whatever good karma I've done, bad karma I've done, what will be the fruit of that karma. It's such a automatic machinery that whatever karma I am doing is all recorded and I get the fruit. It's not that Baba sits as a supreme judge and says, okay, you've done this. This is your punishment, like Christianity will say, God will punish you. So it's not God is punishing us. Supreme judge also, it's not his punishing, but so our karma will give us that experience. Even in Supreme Court, we will feel and see what karma we have done, what fruits we are receiving. But for Brahmins, Baba always says, you receive your karmic account here only, now and here only. Especially in pure karma, you'll receive punishment here. And it is our experience. Now, even if we get up one day late at Amrit Mela, how much guilty we feel. So we take sorrow. The guilt, sorrow, suffering that we are receiving is the fruit of our karma now and here. So, we don't have any karmic account with God. Another question was asked was, sustaining Laukik family who doesn't have much money, what is my karmic accounts with them? Now, certain social customs are there. And according to social rules, responsibilities are given. And in the Western world, parents will say, okay, my son is now 16-year-old. He should look after himself. So neither parents will take responsibility, nor children will take responsibility. Children will say, okay, now you old go to old home, government will look after you. Because government provides that sort of a support. And so children are not responsible to look after old parents. That is in most of the culture. Some culture may be different. Whereas Asian culture, children are supposed to look after parents, parents are supposed to look after children until children are independent. And sometimes even after they are independent, parents think, okay, it's their responsibility to look after family. So thus, that family tie of karmic account is very deep amongst Asian society. And that's where we have to see, because it is individual case. An individual has to get advice from their seniors as how much should I help and support my family. Because sometimes I find in some of the Asian countries, parents have a lot of wealth, but the social system is every child has to give certain amount of money every month. And if they don't give, then the parents feel, oh, my children are not good. And so naturally, Baba always says, maintain good relationships. Not always please them. But that's where we have to use our discrimination power or senior's guidance and see how much I should help them, how much they should be independent, how much all the brothers and sisters support the parents rather than only one person taking the full responsibility of everyone. So it's past karma. In a family, whatever is happening, past karma giving and taking. So, if I am receiving inheritance from my parents, it's because I must have given them in the past. If I have the burden of their debt, parents' debts, it's also something my past karma that children had to suffer for what debts parents have created. That must be karma. So that's why we have to see individual, it's individual, but it's mostly karmic account of the past that we have such family and such social custom, and sometimes the parents are insistent to do something, or brothers and sisters are insistent, you must do this. And actually, some of the things then, and we are under pressure, we have to do it. So, we had to use jnana and discrimination power or guidance of seniors to decide what to do, what not to do. So, that's what I thought about talking this evening. So if anybody has any question, we have a few minutes only, because it's time for meditation. Because, as I said, karma is such a deep topic, you can go on asking questions. And there may be also too many answers. Different people, you ask different answers. Because I think one of the topic that was given to us was Trimurti. And suggestion was 5-6 senior people should sit at the same time panel and give the answer, because everybody will give different answers. Such subtle, deep topic and all different answers. So, I think unless there is burning question, yeah.
At some of the Brahmin centers, there's a lot of emphasis put on doing our own dishes, that it's going to create a karmic debt if we allow someone else to do our dish for us. Can you...
Her question is, some Brahmins will not allow somebody else to wash their dish because they think that it will be karmic account.
Yeah, so is that su karma or what kind of karma? And also, like, us going into town and one of the Brahmins paying for the taxi and won't allow any offering
other
of money for
to
the taxi.
Pay, share the... Baba always says that you should do your own things. If your body and time permits, you should do everything for yourself. And naturally, if somebody has time and still giving somebody else their personal job, then naturally it's karmic account. Whoever is served will be served in future. But that does not mean that if you are too busy doing laukik, alaukik, whatever service, you have to do everything yourself. Like dadis. Everything is given ready in their hand. Because they are giving return then and there. Or spiritually serving other people, or them also, those who are serving them, because I know, like Dadi Janki, you know, whoever is driving her car, she will be just giving jnana in the car, so she is paying her share immediately. She will be always discussing jnana and refreshing the souls who are there with her in the car. So it's like, if you are returning what you are receiving, then it's not really, because karmic account has to be settled in one way or another. So that's how the seniors who are really busy and sustaining so many people spiritually, we can't expect them to do their own cooking or washing or ironing and all. So naturally, if that way they are doing that, those who are have time, they will have to naturally do themselves. So that's one thing. Second question was, suppose now we are going in a town from here to shopping, for shopping, and one person says, okay, I'll pay for everyone. And others will say, but what about, no, we want to share, otherwise we'll have karmic account now. It depends on how the people feel about it, because no, the taxi fare from here to shop will be whatever, I don't know, maybe 25 rupees or something, which is just half a dollar for US people. So they say, what's point of giving few cents to me? So they calculate in that sense. Whereas in some country, when they are, because some, like in Asian countries, it's only one driver and one car and everybody is using that car. And wherever they go, people are using their car. And if people don't share the petrol money, then it's a burden, karmic burden, because the person who is using the car, and they naturally all this so much mileage, and so naturally there is some repair and maintenance and all has to be done. So naturally if we share there, it's good where there is need. But if somebody is rich and doesn't want to be paid, that's their good karma. That will be naturally their good karma. So I think we should not worry too much on that, but have that sense that, okay, if somebody can't afford, then we have to definitely share with them so that they are not really helping other people and still feeling heavy that, oh, I had to pay petrol money and car maintenance and everything.
Didi, I was just wondering if for some reason a soul's been, you know, perhaps you might be performing, you know, vikarma, and then as you sort of go on in gyan, you realise that you have been, and maybe before that, you know, you knew you were, but you didn't have the power or the insight to be able to change it. And then you do all of a sudden have a realisation that what you've been doing is perhaps a vikarma. What are some things that you can do to help change that?
I think Dari gave such a long class yesterday on that, on how we should react to that. Dari gave long class that you maintain good wishes, loving attitude and help them for others. For myself, I had to be egoless. For realization, I had to be egoless and honest. Because if I have ego and dishonesty, then I don't want to see myself. I put on so many faces and I really am not trying to look at my real face. Dishonesty, no? Because in past we have all this sanskars of facade. We just did to please everybody and to get praise from everyone. And without realizing that this is my impurity. And if we carry on still the same thing, then naturally We can't see ourselves, and that's why we need to be introvert, soul conscious, egoless and honest to see what I am. And I will need that jnana yoga power to transform my impurity. Because even if I know my impurity, unless I am determined and have such a deep yoga, I will not transform myself. Because sometimes theoretically you will say, I know what I am. I don't want to hear from other people. But what am I doing to transform myself? That's what I have to, because that's what we have to be really serious to transform ourselves. And that's what Baba has been emphasizing again and again. Be Bab Saman, perfect. Karma Atit. And so I should have that deep desire that I want to transform myself. Use jnana, use yoga. And don't try to excuse yourself, because sometimes we excuse ourselves. Oh, it is, I got angry because so-and-so did like this. And Baba said, no, children are so clever. They say, Baba, if you were in Sakar, you would also have got angry. So we are very clever and good lawyer for ourselves, but we are not good judge for ourselves. And that's where I had to be really honest and honestly see myself and judge myself. Then I will realize. And then with that deep concern to transform myself, because Baba has given me jnana, yoga, everything, I had to just pay attention rather than keeping myself busy in laukika, laukik service, because that's what usually we do is do laukika, laukik service so much, but don't pay attention on self-service. There is no balance. Our amratvela is not powerful. Our karma yogi stage is not there. Then how am I going to change my sanskars? So that's what Baba has been now emphasizing. Now do it, not just promise, because otherwise every year we promise, Baba, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. Every Rakhi we give promise, every Murli when Baba says we give promise, every New Year's Eve we give promise, but then it remains on paper. And that's why Baba says, I've got big, big files. Now you finalize what you want to do and when you want to do. Okay, so we'll have now meditation until traffic control and after traffic control, as you have been told. Americas will go to meditation hall. And Australia, I'm requesting them to come immediately after traffic control to Daddy's cottage for a short meeting.